While the nation of Kiribati braces for higher seas, Europe is preparing for higher temperatures. A few years ago, that continent was hit by a deadly heat wave. One European city has tried to learn from that experience and to plan for even more extreme temperatures climate change could bring. Daniel Grossman reports from Paris.
The heat wave of 2003 has been called Europe's worst natural disaster in 50 years. Sizzling temperatures sparked wildfires in Portugal, destroyed crops in Italy, buckled train rails in England. In France, temperatures rose above 100 degrees Fahrenheit for 6 days in a row. Emergency room doctor Patrick Pelou says Paris hospitals were overwhelmed by dehydrated patients, many of whom were too weak to be saved.
Paris était envahi par la mort.
Paris was invaded by death, and that's something that those who were affected by the heat wave of 2003 will always remember.
About 1,200 Parisians died from the heat. At the French Institute for Public Health, research director Alfred Spira began searching for lessons from the disaster almost before the city cooled. He noticed a remarkable statistic. The chance of dying from the heat was 3 times higher in Paris than in the rest of France. Spira says there are 2 main reasons Paris proves so deadly in the heat. The first is its architecture.
In Paris, usually there are no shutters in the windows. There are shutters in the south of France. So you can close during the hottest time of the day and keep away from the sun. The second reason is in Paris, there is a concentration of old persons, and especially of old women, living alone.
As an anguished French public learned, the country's mothers and grandmothers essentially baked to death in Paris while their offspring vacationed outside the city. Marc Gouraud directs a private social service organization called the Little Brothers of the Poor.
Ça a été exceptionnel parce qu'on s'est rendu compte.
That summer was exceptional because we realized that in France there are tens of thousands of older people who became invisible and who had no one taking care of them.
City officials say the government deserves some blame for the deaths in 2003. Paris Deputy Mayor Liliane Capel says top health officials initially denied there was a crisis and delayed any response until hundreds of people had died.
There were governmental deficiencies during the crisis period, especially in the Ministry of Health and the Department of the Interior as well. And so a number of commissions assembled to say, we failed, we made mistakes, how should we rectify this?
The government has since drafted an elaborate heatwave response plan. Paris has compiled a registry of people at greatest risk, especially seniors over 75 years old. Capel says when the temperature tops 88 degrees, social workers and government officials call these at-risk residents.
We call once. If there's no answer, we call a second time. And if there's no answer on the third call, the firemen go out to the home. And if they have to, they break down the door to get in.
The government also promotes regular non-emergency visits to elderly residents, many of whom live in tiny former maids' quarters on the top floors of apartment buildings. On this autumn day, social worker Francisco Diana Soriano has come to check on 99-year-old Marie-Rose Sanson. Sanson peers at her visitor through milky blue eyes. She hobbles to a seat with a cane for support. She introduces the social worker to her 2 parakeets, her only companions. Soriano asks if the elderly woman needs any groceries. They talk about the weather. Visits like this keep Sanson from becoming isolated and give her someone to contact in times of trouble, including when temperatures soar. Paris's new heatwave plan gives the government extraordinary power to protect people like Madame Sanson. Officials can take control of whatever property and resources they need, including doctors, nurses, hospitals, even taxis. Officials can requisition air-conditioned buildings, like theaters, to serve as emergency shelters.
Attention, canicule. Passé un certain âge,
and during heat waves, the French government airs public service announcements. They urge residents to drink plenty of liquids and to cool off by wetting their skin.
Passer plusieurs heures dans un endroit frais.
One thing the government does not do is suggest that people install home air conditioners. That would use more electricity and, in a small way, make global warming worse. Gerontologist Jean-Louis San Marco praises the government's efforts, but he says much bolder measures will be needed in the future.
Nous savons maintenant gérer une vague de chaleur.
We now know how to manage an ordinary heat wave, but global warming is going to cause brutal temperature changes that are extremely dangerous, and we don't know how to cope with them.
Many scientists say hot spells later this century could make the 2003 Paris heat wave look mild. One new study predicts that by the end of the century, parts of Europe and the U.S. Midwest could occasionally see temperatures greater than 115 degrees. For the world, I'm Daniel Grossman, Paris.
Daniel Grossman's story is part of the Climate Change Initiative of the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. The report was supported in part by the Candida Fund.